You're listening to Vatican Radio.
2 years ago this Sunday, Pope Francis made history by delivering the first ever address by a reigning pope to the U.S. Congress. In his wide-ranging remarks, the Holy Father touched on issues from the need for politics to serve the common good and the importance of cooperation and solidarity, to the dangers of fundamentalism, the refugee crisis, abolition of the death penalty, the need for courageous acts to avert environmental deterioration, the evils of the arms trade, and threats to the family from within and without. Pope Francis focused especially on four great figures from U.S. history: Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Day, and Thomas Merton, saying that each of them helped to build a better future for people in the U.S. Veteran Vatican reporter Cindy Wooden, who covered the historic event for Catholic News Service, told Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti that 2 years on, the speech remains a challenge to lawmakers and citizens in the United States.
I think the Holy Father's speech to Congress remains a challenge for U.S. Catholics and for U.S. politicians. I wouldn't say that his points were completely accepted and acted on, but I think they're as much a challenge today, maybe even more so than they were 2 years ago. And part of that is precisely recognizing him as a son of the continent, recognizing that in many, many, many ways, North and South America are linked, and that we all need to work together for the good of the entire continent.
Pope Francis mentioned four great Americans: Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Day, Thomas Merton. Why these personalities are so important, in Bergoglio's view, to understand the spirit of the United States?
I think that they represent, for a lot of people outside of the United States, for a lot of Catholics outside of the United States, they represent the best of the American spirit. What people are striving for when they talk about the American dream. Abraham Lincoln, freedom for all. Martin Luther King, freedom and equality for all. The ability not only to dream, but to know that there's a possibility that your dreams can come true. Dorothy Day, the care for the least among us. And Thomas Merton, the idea of the importance of peaceful, calm dialogue. Not giving up who you are, but sharing who you are and listening to others tell them who they are in a very peaceful kind of way that accepts the other and doesn't allow differences to create divisions.
Do you think that this speech is having an impact on the political debate in the USA?
Unfortunately, I think not in the current moment. I think it does remain a challenge. It's really interesting to go back and read it 2 years later, with all that has changed, the change in the president and the administration, but also the change in the membership of Congress as well. The issues that the Holy Father brought up 2 years ago are still huge issues for the United States and for U.S. politicians. The sacredness and dignity of human life, the importance of religious freedom and allowing our religious beliefs to bear on our political decisions, the obligation to not divide people into righteous and sinners, and rather to work together for the common good, the obligation to make sure that the weakest and poorest are taken care of, and for me especially, the obligation to welcome the stranger and to recognize that people who flee their homes seeking a better life for their children are just like American people who want the best for their children. And that we have to recognize that this is a natural desire and we can help.
And finally, 2 years later, how important has been this speech and keep on being important for Catholics involved in politics, in social service, in human service?
I think this speech is very important in the current climate. It's an important reminder of the vocation of a politician. The Pope uses in this speech the same kind of vocational language that he would use for priesthood or religious life. Politics as a calling of service. And I think that if politicians kind of paid a little more attention to that right now, perhaps we'd be in a better spot.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.